You're tuned in to Daily to Kind, and my name is Sa'akehau Paulo, the Astrohine. Some of you guys might know me as Mother Earth on Instagram. Welcome to my sacred space on the World Wide Web. I'm a wahinepreneur, an astral lifestyle advisor utilizing modern sidereal astrology. Join me every weekday for energy forecasts based off of planetary and luminary transits, solar activity, and the Schumann resonance. I'll also be sharing my unfiltered thoughts from an eclectic Hawaiian spiritualist perspective and talking about everything from motherhood, the metaphysical, to mindset. Good morning, or whatever time of the day it is for you when you're listening. Welcome to another episode of Daily to Kind. Yep, we changed things yet again. Went back to the old name. Anyway, so I have been working on something that I'm really excited about. It's going to be a challenge. I'm just calling it the Daily to Kind Challenge. And I was inspired to make this because a lot of people participated in the 75 Hard Challenge. And I mean, I'm just going to keep it real. Like, I'm not doing 2 45-minute workouts, one indoor, one outdoor. I'm not going to drink a gallon of water. Like, my upline sponsor for Beachbody, her name is Meredith, she actually did it. And I think drinking the gallon of water was like way too much for her. And she ended up getting like vertigo or I don't know, some kind of problem. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not trying to fucking have that kind of problems. So I decided to come up with my own challenge based off of that. And I'm just calling it the Daily to Kind Challenge. So of course I'm going to be doing it for 75 days. I'm starting on January 1st. And then I have my own list of rules of things that I'm going to be doing or tasks. So the original 75 Hard Challenge was drinking a gallon of water every single day, taking a progress picture every single day, doing 2 45-minute workouts, one inside, one outside, following some diet, you know, like you choose what you want to do, and then you follow that, no cheat days, no alcohol, and then reading 10 pages of an entrepreneurial or nonfiction book every single day. And so I modified it to fit what my goals are and things that I want to achieve. And so for me, I have 10 things that I wanted that I'm going to be doing every single day for this challenge for 75 days starting on January 1st. And I think it goes out until March 17th or something like that. So it's pretty much the first quarter of 2022 is when you'll be finished. So the first one I'm going to do is meditate 15 minutes right when I wake up, like first thing, even before brushing my teeth, before I go shishi. Or if not, it's like, go do that really quick and then go meditate. But to me, I like just waking up and just close my eyes back down again and start my meditation right there. And then I just track it with my Apple Watch and then it's done, you know, and then I can go do all my things. Number two is to foam roll or to stretch in the mornings. Oh my gosh. If you start off your day after stretching or foam, oh my goodness, it feels amazing. So, and I've stopped doing all of these things. Well, I still meditate, but I haven't foam rolled in so long. And you can feel different. So it's really important to break up all that fascia and all that stuff into, you know, I don't know, whatever the fuck it does for your muscles. I don't know. I just know it's good for you. And then number three is to work out for 30 minutes or more with one active recovery day and one rest day every week. I don't know if that sounds complicated, but it's just do your workout for 30 minutes or more. And then during the week, you're going to have one active recovery day. So that can be stretching for 30 minutes. It can be yoga for 30 minutes. It can, you know, something like that, foam rolling for 15 minutes and then doing yoga for 30 or 15, something to add up to 30. And then the one rest day is like, you don't do anything because we need to let our body recuperate. Yeah. When you weight train, yeah, what you're doing is you're basically ripping your muscle. And then if you just keep ripping all these muscles and you don't allow them to rest, it can't heal itself. So yeah, anyway, so it's really important to have a rest day. Number four is I want to stick to an AM and PM skincare regimen. So I have been using The Ordinary, and I have like a whole like regimen of like which serum and all this shit that I'm putting on and which order and all that stuff, but I'm so horrible with it. So that's one thing that I want to start doing. So I'm implementing that into my own challenge. Number five is to follow a regimented diet. So same thing, no cheat days allowed. I don't drink alcohol, so I don't have to put that there. Number six is to drink half of my body weight in ounces of water. So to me, that resonates more than drinking a gallon, but I would love to get to a gallon and build up to that. But I don't think you just right out the gate start drinking a gallon of water. I don't think that's healthy. Number seven, take one full body picture at the same time on the same day of the week in the same clothes and using the same pose. I hope that makes sense. So that's a progress picture. And I think it's important to always use the same clothes that you took your picture in the first time or whatever, and doing the same pose, because that's how you really see if the clothes are fitting on you differently. And you don't have to measure, like, you know what I mean? So I want it to be really, really simple, because there's a lot of tasks already, you know? So to add in there, to take my measurements and to weigh myself, I don't want to do that. So I feel like I'll be able to see progress if I were to take a progress picture every single week. And so I'm going to do it every Sunday, first thing in the morning, with a specific set of workout clothes that I usually use for my progress pictures. Okay, number eight, 10 minutes of reading a personal development book. So instead of 10 pages, I'm just going to do 10 minutes. And then number nine is to maintain a planner, to write in it every single day. I'm so bad at that. Like, I'll be good for like a week, and then I'm like, I don't want to do it the next week. And then sometimes the next week, and you know, whatever. So anyways, and then plan out my week ahead on Sundays. And then number 10 is financial maintenance. So, I did create a, Discord, a server. So it's called Daily to Kind. I can give you guys an invite. You go to my website, kehalpaulo.com, and up on the top, well, depending on how you're looking at my website, but if you're on a desktop, it'll be up on the top, and it's like the second to last link. It'll say Discord, and it'll say maybe Daily to Kind Challenge or something like that, I think is what I put. If you are on a mobile phone, you'll have to click the three lines to look at my menu, and then you can find it on there. That's where all my links are that are on the top. It's in that little menu thing. So anyways, and then you click on that, you'll have to have a Discord account. So make sure that you download the app, you sign up for a free account. And then you can join the server. So in the server that I created, there's an area where you introduce yourself. I have an area, and I've written in it already. And then I have an area for the rules of the community, just to keep everybody happy and safe, you know, whatever. I feel like we need some sort of guidelines, yeah? And it's real just common sense shit, like being respectful and not spamming and no porn and no raiding and no threatening people, you know, just shit like that. And then I have a different category called The Challenge. And in there I have two different channels. One is called Prep. So here I'm going to be talking about things that I'm doing right now, because I started it yesterday and we were 10 days out from starting the channel. Well, I am 10 days right now. I'm doing it all by myself. So anyways, and I honestly, I don't know if anybody is going to do this with me, but I'm looking at it like I'm doing it alone. So I'm 10 days out. And so I'm just prepping, to start, you know, in January 1st. And so I'm sharing in this channel things that I'm doing to prepare for it on that particular day that I'm preparing. So yesterday I was talking about setting goals, like laying out my goals for the coming year. And I wanted my goal. I like making SMART goals. It's an acronym. So I talk about, you know, what is a SMART goal? And then I went through like all the different steps that I go through when it comes to creating my goals, you know, making categories and all this stuff. Today I'm going to be talking about how I organize my calendar, my Google Calendar. That is like game changer for me. And it, maybe it sounds like you're doing too much because it's like, okay, well, you want us to keep a planner and then you're doing this I don't know. There's just something about having a digital calendar. But honestly, I feel like the planner part is just a little more detailed. This is just like so that you can look quickly on your phone and be like, oh, I'm supposed to do this, this, you know, whatever. So to me, that's how I utilize the two different systems. And that's why I use two of them. Well, I don't really plan consistently. I'm really good with my Google Calendar. And that's why it's not one of my tasks, because I'm really good at keeping up with my calendar. Anyway, so that's what I'm going to be talking about today. But all the resources that I use, all everything for prepping, I'm going to have it in that prep channel on my Discord. And then I have another channel under the challenge, which is just called Daily to Kind. So there I listed the rules that I'll be following that I shared with you guys, the 10 things that I'm going to be doing every single day for 75 days. And then I'm just going to be sharing in there, you know, the experience of it, whatever I feel like typing. It's going to go in the Daily the Kind Challenge. And so if people do join, then that would be where you would share yours too. You know, you can take pictures of your food. You can make a video of you, you know, working out. I think that there's, you know, I'm so new to Discord that I'm not even sure, like, if you can post videos. But we'll figure it out together. Like, yeah. So anyways, I'm really excited to use Discord. My younger two, well, no. Actually, all three of my boys, they use Discord. So, and Kingston has like a, if you guys don't know, Kingston's an animator. And so he collaborates with a lot of people that do animations or something online. And so I honestly think he's going to create video games when he gets older, because he's now starting to get into making music. And it's like very video gamey sounding, you know, like the retro throwback type of video games, like Atari sounds. He's really good at it. They're really cool. So anyways, whatever. But he uses Discord for that. My son, Kainoa, the older one, the 18-year-old, he uses Discord to, like, you know, socialize with his friends. And then they play Minecraft and they do, what is it called? I don't know what it's called, but it's like make-believe kind stuff. I don't know. There's a word for it, but I don't know what the word is. I don't know what the word is. And then I think Zion just goes and socializes with his friends, and then they make plans to play, you know, like Roblox or whatever the heck, and they talk with each other in there. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to use Discord. I'm going to try and figure this thing out. So that's what I did yesterday. And that's why I didn't make an episode yesterday, because I was literally working on this. I was working on my podcast, and I'm slowly bringing back all of my old episodes and updating the album art, because I want every single episode to have its own album art cover that it'll say Daily to Kind, but then the background will look different. I don't know. Anyways, I'm doing all of these little tedious things. I've been cleaning my email and getting rid of yucky stuff that I don't want in there. Just like all these things, so that I'm ready for, you know, January. Anyway, so that was the first thing I wanted to talk about on today's episode. This is the part of my show where I spill all the cosmic tea on what's happening astrologically, because as the saying goes, as above, so below, as within, so without, as the universe, so the soul. So, as the moon rises for you today, which was actually late last night, because she does not follow Kala, the sun. She rises and she sets in her own divine time. And so, today, the moon will be Lao Kulua. So, Lao moons, let's talk about that. In the Hawaiian lunar calendar, during the Lao moons, this is a time of healing. If you've ever tried natural remedies or some kind of plant medicine and it didn't work for you, try it during the La'an wounds and see if you get a different result, because it's meant for that, if that makes sense. You're being supported a bit extra with the energy right now from the Mahina. Now, in Vedic and Eastern cultures, this particular moon day is represented by a spider. And, you know, it's, or even a net sometimes. It's not the best energy, honestly. It is pretty difficult. There's a lot of illusions and temptations. It's like it's laid out like a spider web to like catch you slipping. But use this time for cleansing the soul, the body, the thoughts. Yeah, all the different minds, the spirit, the mind. Wait, what is it? Body, mind, and spirit. No, body, mind, and soul. Whatever you want to say. But spend time cleansing those parts of yourself, healing those parts of yourself. And practice humility and restraint and just be humble and be forgiving, okay? This is an auspicious time for people that are creative, that are hardworking, and they're not egotistical or prideful. Burning of incense, candles, those things, like even sage, if that resonates for you, or herbs, right? So it's like all plants, because la'au means plants, and it also means medicine. So you see the link between the Eastern Mana'o and Hawaiian. So I love that. And so, you know, clear even the home, yeah? The home with sage and, you know, whatever you resonate with. Now, today the moon is in Cancer, but she will be shifting into Leo today, okay? So, excuse me. Okay, so when the moon is in Leo, it's really good for just getting your house tidied up, you know? So if your home's a bit of a mess, just clean it up, straighten up. It's good for, you know, having your friends and your family over to enjoy a good meal. Cancers love food. And that is not a fat joke, okay? What was I saying? Yeah, spend time with your family, your friends, you know, at home. Maybe the vibe is pretty mellow usually during Cancer, unless someone's being highly emotional. And it's okay, because it's important to express those emotions, yeah? Because on the outside, sometimes that Cancer seems harsh, you know, or hard. It's because they have that protective shell, but they have that for a reason, because on the inside, they're really soft and gushy, you know, so they're sensitive, you know, and this is my rising sign. So, you know, I might look all hard and all that kind of shit, but sometimes when people say things to me, it really sticks with me and I get emotional sometimes. Anyway. Thank God for my Aries sun and my Capricorn moon. I would just be a hot mess all the fucking time, I swear, crying. Anyways, but yeah, acknowledge how you feel and make sure that you're expressing that in a healthy way. And then the moon will move into the sign of Leo, and it's a little similar to that of expressing the self coming from the heart. Sometimes Leo is a little overly expressive. That's why they're known as the drama Lanis of the zodiac, right? So no hate for the Leos, though. I be loving my Leo friends. But Leo energy is very fun, very outgoing and extroverted. So it's a complete shift from this Cancer energy, which is very introverted, yeah? So, you know, living out loud, being in the spotlight, having fun, being artsy-fartsy and creative and sharing things from the heart, coming from, you know, a space of aloha always, yeah? And, you know, you don't want to play small when the moon is in Leo. We ain't got time for that, yeah? And Leo is not about that. Leo is meant to be courageous, yeah? So when you, if you ever meet a Leo who's not living out loud, not living large, they're hiding their light, they probably have some hard aspects on whatever planet is in Leo in their natal chart. Okay, so anyways, but yeah, have fun today, you know, and be creative and be expressive. And that is pretty much it for the tea. I hope you guys enjoyed that, and I hope it resonated with you guys. Let's see, tomorrow, what do we got going on? It's Christmas Eve. We have Saturn and, oh yeah, shit, that's heavy. We got Saturn and Uranus in a square tomorrow, and we've been dealing with this a lot. This is why we've been feeling like we're operating out of survival. I'll get into that tomorrow, for tomorrow's episode. I'm planning to record it today and schedule it so I don't have to podcast tomorrow and for the weekend, to be honest, so that I can like just be present, you know, and like be lazy too. So anyways, I'm like, I'll just hustle my booty off today, and then I can relax over the weekend and I don't have to worry about the podcast, because I'm really, really, really trying really hard to be consistent with this shit. Anyways, so the other thing that I used to share, and a lot of you have been asking me to start talking about this, is about the dreams on this particular lunar day, or pomahina, whatever resonates for you. Hawaiians will say pomahina because it's a moon night, but in like Eastern and other cultures, they will say a lunar day. But remember, the mahina moves at, you know, she goes to the beat of her own drum. She ain't following kala. She's like, I'm doing my own shit. Shout out to the matriarchy. Okay, so so the dreams that you had probably last night, okay, because this particular moon rose last night, so maybe last night you might have had dreams that were prophetic. So hopefully you remembered whatever it was that you needed to know from that dream. What it revealed was hidden things about your character. It was revealed to you. And so these are like subconscious parts of ourselves that maybe we don't really acknowledge, because I mean I feel like we all kind of know ourselves, but there's parts of us that we don't want to know. We want to pretend like it's not there. And so if you had a dream last night, try to see how that relates to, you know, the parts of yourself that you hide, that you don't show other people, right? Well, that means hide. And how that is affecting you and your life, right? How is that getting in the way of you taking control of your actions, your thoughts, and the things that you're, you know, whatever. Well, the things you're doing is your actions. Yay for not being able to communicate. Okay, so what else was I gonna say? Yeah, just, you know, and I don't know. I mean, it's not, I don't want you to beat yourself up for that part of yourself, because we need it all. Yeah. And I've talked about this on the podcast, like this is a world of polarities and duality, right? And so it's not that one is better than the other, right? Everything is neutral. We give it meaning, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. Because nothing is good really or bad. Yeah. We just, us as humans, we like to make things fucking complicated. So remember that, you know, we need the good and the bad, because it's all there for a reason. The bad is there so you can appreciate the good. The bad is there to help you to grow. You know, I have an episode where I talked about how negativity is actually a good thing. And if you haven't listened to that episode yet, I highly recommend it. I mean, it was something that really helped me once I started to really understand that. Gosh, I wish I could remember the name of it. I think it's called Negativity is Medicine. Go look that up. I think I posted it back in March of this year. And it wasn't too long. It was maybe a 20-minute episode So, you know, if that resonates for you, or if this is something that just, you know, you struggle with and you're like, what? That doesn't even make sense. Yeah, go listen to that. But I, you know, honestly, I do have a few good ones for you guys. I mean, that I think it would be fun to listen to now that the time has passed, because this just made me remember another episode that I did called The World is Ending. That was another one, maybe about 20 minutes long. It wasn't too bad. I feel like it was, if I remember right, it was like my most listened to podcast. But that one I published on September of 2020. And I was talking about the world ending. Yeah, go listen to it and see if it, if I was right. You know what I mean? If it made sense, because it's about to be, it's over a year later. Yeah, I'm going to go listen to it and see what the fuck I said. Anyway, that wasn't part of the plan here. You know me, I go off on a fucking tangent. Anyways, so what were we talking about? Yeah, negativity being medicine. Yeah, go listen to that episode. Okay, so that is what I got for you guys for today. Mahalo. Mahalo for tuning in. You're going to hear me say that all the time, because really, I mean, I'm super, super grateful that I'm not here just talking to myself. I mean, even if only one person were to listen to this episode, I would still be grateful for just that one person. But I'm very, very blessed, and I have a ton of plays, which is amazing. I just can't believe anybody would even listen to my madness over here. I get so many DMs from you guys, which, by the way, I did make that episode where I was like, I was going to end the episode. I literally got, I think it was like 5 DM video messages. I never get video messages from people, from you guys, saying please don't end the podcast and all this kind of stuff, and like, I don't want to go on Twitter, I'd rather hear the voice and all this stuff. And I'm just like, holy shit, it was so moving and fucking emotional. Yeah, you bitches made me fucking cry, so fuck you. But I ended up deleting the freaking episode, so whoever heard it, I don't even know how many people listened to it. I haven't looked, but whoever listened to that, however many people did, yeah, it's gone. So as you can see, we're still freaking here, but I had to change shit up a little bit, you know? So yeah, that's where we're at. So mahalo though to you guys, that sent me messages and encouraged me to just keep doing this, because yeah, I do like talking, even though I'm like talking to myself, but I'm not, you know, cause I know you guys are listening. You guys DM me all the time and I'm so grateful. So anyways, okay, I'm going to stop rambling, but that is what I got for you guys for the Cosmic Tea. Mahalo again for tuning in, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. Yeah, we're gonna talk about Saturn and Uranus, and that square, because that shit is not fun. It's not fun and it's hard, but we got this, right? Because I always say this, it's not happening to us, it's happening for us. Big mahalo to you for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, share them with your mother, your father, your auntie, your brother, your sister, your uncle, your neighbor, and all your ho aloha on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, Twitter, and kanakaputicall.com.